Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hi, Jill. How are you? Happy belated 4th of July, by the way.
And to you as well. How are you doing?
Awesome.
Great.
The extended break, and now we get back to a normal week. What do you think is going to happen here?
This is going to be another week where everyone's on pins and needles about the Federal Reserve. Aren't you getting sick of the Fed?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. that was a layup for you to answer that question. So here's what's going on. Last week, the stock markets all reached, all those indexes, new all-time highs. So that was kind of like, woohoo, psych. And then we have 4th of July holiday. Then on the 5th, the Labor Department releases the June jobs report. And amazingly, that jobs report was way stronger than anyone had anticipated. So we saw 224,000 jobs created. So now the last 3 months, we've had more than 170,000 jobs on average per month. It kind of like everyone's calmed down. But there's like a weird good news, bad news. So that's the good news. The bad news is that all these investors who were driving stocks higher were counting on the fact that the Federal Reserve would look at the weakness in data and cut interest rates. Mm-hmm. And now if the data are actually showing expansion, like things are pretty good, you wonder, well, maybe the Fed's not going to cut rates. So all of a sudden, I know Friday was a kind of a dead day, so I don't want to make it like that's the most important thing in the world. But here we are coming back to the work week, and it looks like stocks are wobbling a little bit simply because I think people are just wondering, what's the Fed going to do? Conveniently, the Fed Chair Jerome Powell will be testifying before the House and Senate subcommittees this week, so maybe we'll learn more about what the Fed thinks is really going on.
There's this effort now by a few to eliminate student debt in college.
This is a scam, my friend. I mean, it's a terrible scam, actually. I was listening to a number of phone calls of people had recorded them and sent these to me. And it sounds like someone from the Department of Education is calling up student loan borrowers, and there's a lot of them, millions of borrowers, $1.5 trillion of outstanding student loan debt. They're leaving these messages saying like, hi, I'm calling from the student loan office, blah, blah, blah. And you've got to act now because we have a way to basically eradicate all of your student loans. There are new rules that are coming about because the Obama administration rules are going away and new Trump administration rules are taking over. So call us right now. And this is a massive scam. It's such a big scam that we're looking at the Federal Trade Commission, the Department of Education, and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau all joining together and saying, hey, you got to pay attention to this scam. And here are your red flags. Any sort of requirement to pay upfront or monthly fees for help, that's illegal, by the way, when it comes to student loans. The second big red flag, the promise of immediate and total loan forgiveness or cancellation, not possible, cannot happen. Third, that act now, that pressure, that's a huge red flag. And finally, a request for any student aid identification username and password. This is another red flag. So please just be on the lookout. They're targeting everyone. So it's the students, it's the parents, it's the grandparents, it's anyone who has a student loan.
Yeah, and I could see that now when you have all of these ideas coming out of the campaign already.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's quite clever to be focusing on student loans for these scammers because, number one, I think actually over the summer, people are a little bit like, more relaxed, and maybe they're not as focused on their financial needs. But also, as you said, on the campaign trail, there's all these talks about what's going on with the student loan crisis. And also, we are now facing a whole group of kids who just graduated. These loans are starting to click away and payments are due. And so everyone's kind of aware of the fact that they have these loans. I mean, it's just mystifying to me that these I mean, why am I surprised? The fraudsters are always fraudsters. This scam in particular seems to be taking root very strongly, that many, many people are falling for it because they've gotten very elegant in the ways that they communicate with the potential, I was going to say, you know, the potential scammies, but that's just like anyone, just the way they're getting smarter about it.
Before you ditch me for those people in Portland.
Whatever, I hate them. I love you the most.
Well, you can tell I'm just a tad jealous, but I'm trying to get over it. Anyway, I saw that the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll asked everybody about retirement, and nearly one quarter of Americans don't plan to ever retire from working. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. The problem that I see with this report is that it's great to say I don't want to retire because I'm so happy and I'm enthralled with my work day to day, like me and Dave. But the problem is if you are not actually putting money away for retirement because you plan to just work longer, that can be dangerous. First of all, I don't know if I'm going to feel like doing this all day long. Maybe my throat gets weird or my voice starts cracking or they fire me. Who knows? So I want to start to be very aware of the fact that, yes, it's great to work longer, but I can't use that as an excuse to not save for retirement. And that's the big message here.
Yeah, really interesting. Hey, Jill, you run now, but always great to hear your voice. I don't care if you leave me for another person.
I would never do that. And I've got 4 whole minutes. We could be talking forever now.
I thought you had to be out of here at 8:16.
No. Who told you that?
Hammer.
Did I tell you that?
Hammer told me that.
Oh, brother. Anyway, I can stay a little bit longer, but, you know, I'll cut it short this time. I'll give you a drop-dead date. But listen, I really think...
I can always lengthen this. Trust me. I get plenty I can BS
oh,
about.
Oh, I forgot to tell you the most important thing. The most important thing, which is that I was wearing my CCO baseball cap in Southampton, New York, in the fish store, at the Clam Man fish store. Well, guy turns to me and says to me, "Are you from Minneapolis?" I said, "No, but it's one of my favorite stations in the country." The favorite, I think I said. And he said, "I lived in Minneapolis for 30 years, and I always listened to CCO." I said, "Dave Lee in the morning." He says, "Good neighbor." Oh, yes. In Southampton, New York, my friend.
Yeah, see, this is why I like having you on a long time right here. Hey, by the way, local kid Anders Lee re-upped with your Islanders.
Thank God. We were having a little bit of a meltdown around that. But, yes, we love Anders Lee, especially because he was our savior at the very end, and we didn't get exactly who we wanted. But anyway, Anders, captain, way to go.
Well, it's another Lee in the mix out there in New York. Hey, you have a great time with the Portland people, and I will talk to you next Monday. And look for you on TV if you don't mind.
Take care.
She is Jill Schlesinger. You can see her on CBS television every week, keeping you up to date on the markets. And who knows what this week will hold with a full week, as we mentioned, of trading today. 817 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.